You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good afternoon po sa inyong lahat. Ayun, thank you. Okay, happy Independence Day po sa ating lahat. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, mabuhay tayong lahat. Alright, so in fact, even as we're celebrating Independence Day, and since we prayed for Marawi, ano rin tandaan natin tomorrow, let's stand in faith with our president, no? I think, di ko maalala kung kailan ko nabasa, parang they're really believing na by tomorrow matapos yung crisis in Marawi, so let's all just pray for an end to that crisis. And konting ano lang rin, no, with regards to Marawi, just so you know, I'm not 100% sure, pero parang narinig ko kasi this week that Marawi is parang the most, Muslim majority city in the Philippines. In other words, Mindanao is predominantly Muslim, pero Marawi apparently is parang yun yung pinaka, what's the word? Parang headquarters ng mga Muslims in the Philippines. In fact, that's why ngayon yung balak nila, I assume, na yun yung, kaya yun yung gusto nilang i-take over, right? So, in fact, even for a normal Filipino, kaya tayo, hindi ka basta-basta makakapasok ng Marawi. Because I remember 2 or 3 years ago, one of our pastors was a heart for Mindanao State University in Marawi. Nagpa-pray pa siya eh, para lang pumunta siya ron. Eh syempre, wala namang passport or immigration, pero iba daw talaga pag dumating ka doon, so nagpapa-pray rin siya. But the thing is, there's 200,000 population ng Marawi, and parang enclosed talaga siya nga, parang it's a very, hindi naman restricted, it's a closed city. But because of what happened, na-disperse ngayon yung 200,000 na yun. And so, as sad and tragic as that is, on the other hand, that's the first time itong mga taga-Marawi medyo nagkalat sila. In other words, it's an opportune time to reach them. And so, just so you know, we won't go into any details, but just so you know, Victory is doing something to reach those who have been dispersed from Marawi. We believe, you know, again, we're believing for a quick end, but we also believe this is, God is using it for a redemptive purpose. So please, just stand in faith and prayer for what God is doing in Marawi. All right. So now, alam niyo naman, we are on our 8th week. So last week na next week, no? Or yes. Okay, so we are on our 8th week in our series called Forward. Okay, one of our longest series ever. And wag natin i-review lahat bawat week to week kasi mahaba-haba siya. But the reason it's called Forward is because discipleship is a journey. Diba? So pagka-journey, ibig sabihin, meron tayong pinatutunguhan. So hindi ibig sabihin, nakaposte ka lang dito. So same thing with discipleship. When we meet Christ, hindi tayo dapat matenga lang doon. Dapat as we grow in our knowledge of God, we grow and move forward and mature in our relationship with Jesus Christ. So in the very beginning, we learned, diba, that one way we move forward and grow is by being devoted to God's Word. And by increasing in our knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then we talked about growing in our relationship with the world. That's why we need to understand the gospel and to preach the gospel. And then last week, we learned that we are added to a community here. And then today, we're going to talk about relational unity. That not only are we added to a community, but it's a community of relationships. And that all of us should be united. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Okay, 1 Peter 3, verses 8 and 9. Okay, finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Okay, Father, this afternoon, Lord, help us understand exactly what we are added to. Lord, that this is a community of relationships. We're not an organization. We're a family. We're a movement. We're the temple of God of relationships. And Lord, we ask for the grace to be united in heart and in mind. That we would always have sympathy with the ones to our left and to our right, always sensitive to their needs. Lord, that we would have brotherly love for each other, a tender heart, a kind heart, and always a humble mind, considering others better than ourselves, so that we may be a blessing and obtain your blessings in our lives. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, itong sinulat po ni Peter, the First Peter na epistle, you know, if you remember si Paul, di ba? Pag sumusulat si Paul, Romans, di ba? Ibig sabihin, sinulat niya para sa church in Rome. Or Corinthians, ibig sabihin, sinulat niya yung epistle na yun para sa church in Corinth. Si Peter, he did not write his epistle for one particular local church. Yung epistle niya na to was pinaikot yan throughout 5 provinces in modern-day Turkey today. So, parang Northwest Asia at the time, we can show the map. Yung mga may ikot na region, umikot yung mga sulat, itong epistle ni Peter na to. So, it wasn't written to one particular church, but really to a number of churches and to the early Christians. But the common thing with all of these Christians was that they were going through intense persecution. They were surrounded by pagans, so in the community, yung mga neighbor nila, in society, so they were severely persecuted for their faith. Now, what we don't know, based on the letter of Peter, is if Peter knew or these Christians knew that as bad as things were at the time, it was only going to get a lot worse. Kumbaga, signal number 3, nung sinusulatan sila ni Peter, di natin lang kung alam nila, magiging signal number 8. Okay, di ba? Wala namang signal number 8, di ba? Pero yung dinaanan nila, magiging parang signal number 8. It was probably the darkest, the most horrible periods in church history. Because naupo si Nero in Rome. Siya yung nabiging Roman emperor, one of the wickedest, most evil human leaders ever in history. And particularly, pinuntirian ni Nero yung mga Christians. Alam niyo ba ginagawa ni Nero? Pag nagpapa-party si Nero, di ba sa mga palasyo niya, instead of, di ba back then, mga torch, di ba? You know ang gagawin niyang torch? Kristiyano, human torch. Kung ba magpapahakot siya ng mga Christians, bubuhusan ng gasolina and then sisindihan yung mga Christians habang nagpa-party sila. Can you imagine? And then for entertainment, para matuwa lang siya, again, magpapahakot na naman siya ng Christians and then papakain nila sa mga leon or di ko lang kung may lion dyan, but mga wild animals, so to speak. So he was that pervert. Ganun ka-twisted yung utak ni Nero. In fact, and this happened maybe a year or two after this epistle was written. In fact, Peter himself, after writing this epistle within a year or two, was crucified by Nero upside down. So again, things were bad when he was writing this, but it was only going to get a lot worse. So Peter wrote this epistle parang to prepare and strengthen the hearts of the churches. But can you imagine, what would ano sasabihin mo sa mga tao na dumadaan sa ganong klaseng paghihirap? Okay? So that's what we're going to learn this afternoon. Now to do that, di ba, we had this passage that we read, that's our text for today. Kaya lang, it's hard to do justice to what Peter was trying to communicate to the churches if we just focus on that. So, you know, usually when I preach, I just stick to one passage. Pero to fully understand yung pinanggagalingan ni Peter, if you don't mind, medyo hahapyawan natin yung entire epistle niya, all 5 chapters. Medyo in 30 minutes, dadaanan po natin. So just stick with me, just track with me. Medyo marami tayong passages na titingnan para we can follow with Peter and what he was trying to say. Because you know what? Peter was not a writer. Remember si Paul, ang dami niyang epistles. Diba? Si Peter, dalawa lang. So in his 2 epistles, his heart was contained in these. That's why it's so important for us to fully understand what Peter was trying to say. But the first thing he wanted to establish among the churches was that suffering is real, but it's only temporary. So mahirap talaga yan, pero temporary lang yan. So in chapter 1, verses 3 to 7, he opens with these words. Sabi ni Peter, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." Now let me pause for a minute. So again, he's talking to people who were suffering. Ano yung pangbungad ni Peter? Sabi niya, yes, you're suffering, but do not forget. We were not saved for the sake of salvation. Listen, we were saved into a living hope based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As certain as Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, you have hope. Jesus has defeated all sin, death in your life, and not only that, sabi niya, you have an inheritance waiting for you, sabi niya, that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven. So don't forget that, kahit ano pang dinadaanan nyo sa buhay na to, merong malaking warehouse in heaven Nakatatak na yung pangalan mo doon. Kalagay RB. Okay? Or doctor nga ba? Dr. Mercy. Okay? Or I think si Tito Vito yung nakita. Vito. Okay? Sa'yo yan. Walang makakagalaw niyan. It will never fade. It will never disappear. No matter how hard life will get here, listen, you have an inheritance waiting for you in heaven. So yun muna inintro ni Peter. And then sabi niya in verse 6, in this, meaning your inheritance, you rejoice. Though now, okay, mabalik tayo sa buhay na to, for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So again, as followers of Jesus, kahit gaano pakihirap tong buhay nito, listen, we have hope. Kung di man natin makuha in this life, may malaking warehouse waiting for you in heaven. Nakalagay sa Bible yun. That's a fact. Whatever happens, if you stay faithful to Jesus Christ, when we get to heaven, wow, our inheritance is waiting there for us. In the meanwhile, sabi niya, malamang dumaan tayo sa pagsusubok in this life. Okay? Now, let me just say this. Ayoko naman i-equate yung pagsusubok natin ngayon sa pagsusubok na dinaanan nila kasi ibang dinadaanan nila. Hindi monetary yan, hindi health, hindi physical, hindi relational. It was they were being persecuted for their faith, for making a stand for Jesus Christ, for refusing to deny Jesus. We are blessed to live in the Philippines. It's a free country. So I hope naman di tayo dumadaan sa ganyan. Totoo rin yung trials natin, pero hindi kagaya ng trials nila. Now, if I can insert a little bit of a commercial just so to help you understand. Again, tayo in the Philippines, we're blessed to live in a free nation. But you know, we're part of a global movement called Every Nation. And not all of our churches and brothers and sisters live in free countries. In fact, if I can show you a picture, this was taken in Bangladesh last year when we visited. Ako yung pinaka nasa kaliwa. And Bangladesh is one of the most radically Muslim nations. Kung sinusundan nyo yung mga, hindi na periodiko ang tawag ngayon, eh, no? Ano ba? News na lang, kasi baka online kayo magbasa. Pero kung nagbabasa kayo yung dyaryo, di ba? Every 3 weeks or so, may bomba, may pinapatay, may sunog, whatever. Because it's a radically Muslim nation. So when we were there last year, yung pangalawa sa kaliwa ko, yung nakaputi na long sleeves, 1 week before we arrived, tinutukan ng best friend niya, tinutukan siya sa baril, ng baril sa ulo. So that he would denounce Jesus Christ. But he refused to do that. Yung pinakakanan, yung parang naka-black na shirt, mga 2 months after we left, sinunog naman yung negosyo niya. Pinoforce siya to deny Jesus Christ. Kung hindi, ang ginawa, sinunog yung negosyo niya. Ubus. Lahat ng pag-aari niya. And then yung pinaka-nasa likod, yung parang hindi kita yung katawan, yung parang mataas yung buhok. Siya naman, when his family found out that he is now a follower of Jesus Christ, sinong ginawa sa kanya? Literally, ano siya, what's the word? He was chained to his own bed for 3 months. And then every day, binubugbog siya, hinahampas ng mga tubo, at saka, so that he would renounce Jesus Christ. But they refused to. You know what? This is day-to-day Christian life in Bangladesh. So I just need you to know, we're blessed, but some of the churches that we've planted, where our missionaries serve, hindi kasing free where we are today. Now, again, hindi ganyan yung buhay natin, but our trials are still trials. It's still real, di ba? Ramdam pa rin natin yun. In fact, tomorrow, we need to meet with one of a close friend of mine, my wife and I, kasi dumadaan siya sa malaking pagsusubok in terms of his health. Okay, so ramdam rin yun. So we need to empathize with that. Okay? Or baka yung iba sa inyo, nung Tuesday, may 20,000 kayo sa banko, pagising nyo ng Miyerkules, pag withdraw, 2 piso na lang yung natira. Di ba? Pagsusubok rin yan, di ba? Di ka makapag Jollibee. Okay? Or na side, nabasa ko sa news related to the BPI error, nung may mag-asawa. Pagising na lang Wednesday, si Mister, pagtingin niya sa bank account niya, nawalan ng 20,000. So syempre, galit na galit siya. Kaya lang, masandali lang yung pagkagalit niya kasi pag-check naman ni Mrs. sa balance niya, guess what? 12.4 billion! Can you imagine? May ganun palang zero, karaming zero. Hindi ko alam sa ATM, may ganun pala karaming zero. Pag-check niya, 12.4 billion na siya kayaman. Can you imagine? Grabe, no? So, yun, hindi pagsasubok yung dinaanan nun, okay? Yung inheritance yun, bumaba na galing sa langit. Alright. Now, whatever our trials are, the principle remains the same. Trials are real, but they are temporary. Okay, sabi nga again ni Peter sa verse 6, sabi niya, though now, for a little while lang yan. In fact, merong kwento mga 100 years ago na sinulat. It's not really biblical, or no, pero it was based on King Solomon of the Bible. May isang sultan supposedly na pinuntahan si King Solomon kasi, di ba, hari ng wisdom. Sabi, King Solomon, pwede mo ba akong bigyan ng statement na in good times or in bad, it's always true. Ang sabi sa kanya ni King Solomon, this too shall pass. In other words, ano man yung dinadaanan mo, this too shall pass. If you're going through a relational crisis right now, a monetary crisis, or a health crisis, that too shall pass. Lilipas din yan. Kahit ano pa yan. So if our trials are temporary, then ano yung permanent? You know what's permanent? Our hope in Jesus is permanent. Our living hope, our inheritance will never fade, will never disappear, will never be defiled. It will always be there for us. So my first point this afternoon, following Peter's train of thought, is that trials are real, but they are temporary. But number one, hope is real and permanent. Okay? Now, here's what's interesting with Peter, kaya kailangan nating sundan yung pag-iisip ni Peter, yung pagsusulat niya. Kasi, after, you know, establishing that fact that, you know, trials are temporary, usually, di ba, pag nag-summarize ka ng point mo, isa-summarize mo lang. In other words, kaya reverse ganito, therefore, don't worry because trials are temporary. Si Peter hindi ganun. The way, medyo doon ako, hindi naman na-off, pero para ba, medyo na-challenge ako i-interpret yung sinasabi. Kasi, ang pag-summarize ni Peter, you know how he summarized chapter 2, verse 1. Ito yung summary niya, ha, of that point. So, in other words, sa makatuwid, put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Ang summary ni Peter, relationships. Sinasabi niya, because we have hope in Jesus, therefore, dapat walang malisa, walang anumang deceit, walang mga hipokrito sa inyo, walang envy, at saka wala yung naninira ng ibang tao. Parang layo, di ba? But in Peter's mind, may connection. Because in other words, if we have hope in Jesus Christ, if we truly believe that there is an inheritance, unfading and undefiled, waiting for us in heaven, if our future are in the hands of Jesus, then wala tayong kaba. We don't have to manipulate relationships in this world because our hope is real. On the other hand, yung mga may mga malisya, naiinggit, yung mga nanloloko, yung naninira, ano ibig sabihin sa kanila? Hopeless yung mga yan. That's why they have to resort to that. Kasi wala silang hope in Jesus. Their hope is based on this life, dun sa bank account nila, kung anong yung balance ng account nila. Therefore, anong gagawin nila? So, they have to pull others down para makaangat sila. Yun nga yung crab mentality. Sa totoo lang, sakit ng Pilipino yan. If I can speak to you Filipino to Filipino, dapat talaga tanggalin na natin lahat ng malisya, ng paninira, lahat ng chismis. I mean, because of what I do, I'm a missions pastor, medyo I travel, I visit all our missionaries, you know. Pag may mga Pilipino, hindi naman palagi, pero kadalasan, laging may intriga, laging may siraan, laging may chismis, laging may drama. Kaya laging exciting yung buhay, kaya lang negative yung dating. Lagi na lang naninira. But you know what? There is no room in the family of God for any of those. If truly our faith and hope is in Jesus Christ, then according to Peter, let's remove all of that. In fact, kanina binabasa ko lang sa devotions ko, James nga eh. According to James, anong tawag niya sa dyan? Sabi niya, demonic. James chapter 3 or 4 ata, kung di ako nagkakamali. He named the same, ano, sabi niya, those are all demonic. So they have no room or place for us in the house of God. Now, the second thing that Peter wanted the churches to understand was that not only was persecution or suffering temporary, but that we are the church. Sabi, don't worry, yes, dadaan ka sa trial, pero number one, God is with you and we are with you. The whole church is with you. Okay? So, chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, sabi ni Peter, listen, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. You know what the Bible says we are? We are His people. We're not just any people, we are the people of God. We reflect God to the world. In fact, ano nga, we're not just any race, we're a chosen race. We're not just any priesthood, we're a royal priesthood. We're not just any nation, we're a holy nation. Or pagkakanta natin kanina, bansang ibinukod. Binukod tayo ni Lord para sa kanyang sarili. And that's why we reflect God to the world. Alam nyo ba, tayo kasi ang pananalita natin, di ba? I will go to church. Or nung Sunday, nag-attend ako ng church. Okay naman yun, because tama naman yun. But you know, the Bible never uses attend or go. You know what verb the Bible uses to describe the church? We are added to a church. Okay? What are we added to? Relationships. Kayo ba, na-add lang kayo? Parang another attendee lang kayo dito sa 3 p.m. service? No. You're added to the other men and women here in this congregation. You're added to a mix of relationships. Why? Because we reflect God to the world. Doon po sa tinitirahan kong subdivision, kunyari kung ito yung main na daan, para makarating sa bahay ko, may eskinitang halos, hindi naman ganyan. Pero the doble lang nito. Ang nipis talaga. It literally, isang kotse lang yung kasha. Pag may naglakad pa, masasagi mo pa siyang ganun. So, sobrang nipis. Ang problema, nabablock nung mga bahay. So, kaya nagdadrive ka. Kaya nga, pag uwi ko. Ang problema kasi, pag di ako dyan, alayo nung ikot. So, talagang dyan ka magtsatsaga. Ang problema, pagkana mo ng ganyan, naku, may kasalubong ka pala. So, atras ka. Okay? Kasi di mo nakikita eh. Diba? Di antay mo siya makalabas. Paglabas siya, di pasok ka na. Pagpasok, Diyos ko, may sumunod pala. So, atras ka na naman. So, medyo hassle talaga. So, mga recently, ang ginawa nila, nagkabit sila ng mirror dun sa poste. Okay? Pero yung mirror na yun, syempre, hindi nakatapat sa'yo. Di ba? Kasi kung nakatapat sa'yo, di nag-ayos ka lang ng buhok ng gano'n. Di ba? Naka-angulo. Okay? So that, pag palapit ako, hindi yung sarili ko nakikita. Nakikita ko yung daan, yung eskinita ko, may kasalubong ako. So, ang laking tulong nun. You know what? I believe when the Bible says we're made in the image of God, yun yung ibig sabihin nun, it's an angled mirror. In other words, when the world outside looks at us, ang nakikita nila is a reflection of who God is. How? In our relationships. How we love each other. How we forgive each other. How we dispense mercy to one another. How we care for each other. How we pray for one another. That's how people receive a revelation of who God is. See, we're not alone in our trials. God is with you, and this community of relationships is with you. And we're not only a community of relationships, we reflect who God is to the world. In other words, what Peter was saying was, number one, trials are temporary, but number one, hope is permanent. And number two, the church is real and permanent also. Now, eto na naman si Peter. So after establishing that we are the church, you know, a chosen people, a royal priesthood, again, when you summarize your point, usually, one or two sentences, ano, you know ang ginawa ni Peter? Relationships na naman. He summarized that same point again through relationships. Sabi niya in verse 8 and 9 of chapter 3, yun yung binasa natin, finally, okay, in other words, sa katapusan, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Because again, our relational unity reflects God's nature to the world. Because we are His people, tayo yung binukod niyang nation before Him, therefore, let's treat each other with brotherly love, with a tender heart, and a humble mind. That's how we are to regard each other. Or, that's how we are to put into practice the truth that Peter just taught. Finally, Paul teaches, so binalikan na naman yung theme of suffering, it's temporary, but sabi rin niya, our sufferings and trials are not in vain. In chapter 3, verses 14 to 15, Peter said, "But even if you should suffer, for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts you honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." So sabi ni Peter, even if you go through trials, don't worry. Huwag ka masyadong ma-stress. I will bless you. God Himself will bless you if you still set Jesus apart as Lord in your hearts. Yun lang. Hold on to your hope. Hold on to your faith. Don't question. Don't deny. Don't give up. You hold on to your faith and a blessing is awaiting you. You know the kwento ko about Bangladesh kanina? That was taken from last year. But before that, I also visited Bangladesh a few years before that. Wala dun sa picture, but one of our original disciples in Bangladesh, former Muslim imam siya, who got saved through our church there, started preaching the gospel. And because he was a very respected figure in the Muslim community na naging Kristiyano, very soon, inatak talaga siya, tubo, kutsilo, at saka mga kadena. Literally, binugbog hanggang mamatay. The only reason tumigil sila, akala na patay na eh. Nakahiga na sa daan, dugo-dugo na. So, akala patay na, iniwanan na siya. But by the grace of God, he survived. Nakatawag siya dun sa missionary natin kay Rocky and natulungan siya ni Rocky. So, kinukupis siya ni Rocky, dinala sa ospital, nagpadala tayo ng pera. If you partner with missions, tinulungan po natin siya to pay for his hospital bills at maayos. And then, tama-tama, bumisita ako. So, I was able to meet him siguro mga a month or two after siya binugbog. You know what? You would imagine, kasi ako medyo, sa totoo lang ako, parang nagtataka or si Rocky, parang we were wondering, I hope, wag bumigay itong si Masum. But you know what, true enough, when we met, sabi si Pastor Michael, I have set apart Jesus Christ as Lord in my heart. I will never deny my faith in Him. In fact, this is what I'm called to do. Kahit halos pa nila akong patayan, I know this is my calling in life, to preach the gospel to the Muslims here among my fellow Bengalis. See, for him, his suffering was not in vain. The blessings of God is upon his life. His whole family eventually got saved. And today, he's one of our pastors and leaders in Bangladesh. And not only in this life, but how many of you know he has an incredible inheritance waiting for him in heaven? And finally, here comes Peter again. He summarizes that again with another relational message. Sabi niya, above all, higit sa lahat, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Again, because our trials, kahit ano pang pagsusubok ang daanan natin, is not in vain, then let's value our relationships. Let's not only not give up on God, let's not give up on our relationships. Let's love each other and let's serve one another. Because God knows. He sees, He knows what we're going through, and there is hope in Jesus Christ. So again, Peter summarized everything. Every time he makes an important theological truth or point, isa summarize niya relationally. Which is why my third point is this. Hope is permanent, the church is permanent, our relationships are real and permanent. Now obviously, not all relationships make it. Diba? May mga friendships tayo na nabibreak. Diba? There's what? Offense. May mga hurt na nangyayari. May ano, misunderstanding. But when do they happen? When we allow envy and deceit and malice to enter into our relationship. That's why, again, we have to rid ourselves of all of that. But you know what will happen? If we love one another, if we serve each other, if we're sympathetic towards each other, if we hold each other higher than above ourselves, our relationships will last. You know what? In Victory, we don't believe in disposable relationships. We believe in lifelong relationships. Nabanggit ni Arby na I planted a church in Russia. Alam mo kung sino kasama ko sa Russia? Si Pastor Donnie Perez. Kilala niyo ba si Pastor Donnie? Aling service ba si Pastor Donnie? 10 and 11. You know what? Matagal na kaming hindi nagkasama ni Pastor Donnie na magkatrabaho. I mean, magkasama kami. But doesn't mean our relationship ended. You know what? Pastor Donnie is a lifelong friend of mine. Because in Victory, we believe in lifelong friendships. In fact, ninong yan nung panganay ko. Okay? Naalala ko ito, may utang siya na pamasko. Tsaka magte 21 na kasi yung panganay ko itong June 18. Kaya pala wala si Pastor Donnie ngayon, nasa Cebu. Okay? So again, the church is a community. We're not an organization. Di naman tayo parang club lang na once a week nakikita-kita dito. We are added to a community of relationships. It's built on common faith and hope and relationships. Let's invest our lives in those. Let's not invest it in the things of the world. Let's invest it in the things of God and in our relationship with one another. Let me just ask our keyboard player to come up even as we close. You know, again, Peter was writing to churches who were going through some of the most difficult trials. And what Peter said was the only way they were going to get through it was to hold on to their faith in Jesus and to hold on to their relationships with one another. Don't let suffering or trial affect your relationships. Kasi dadaan din yan eh. Yung trial na yung pagsusubok na yan, no matter how difficult or how hard, dadaan din yan. But our hope in Jesus, this church, our friendships, those will last us for a lifetime. And if we honor God through our relationships by not allowing malice and envy and deceit to enter, and we love each other and we serve each other, the world out there will see Christ through us in our relationships, and He will be honored. Amen.